Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? Good morning to the West Coast and good afternoon to the East Coast. We get in our breakfast and lunch on, but the most important thing that we can be doing right now is getting our spiritual feeding on. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Spiritual Feeding on Diva Spot Radio, Diva Spot ENT Radio. Today is November the 2nd. It's Thursday, and we are talking about the hot topic this morning is the dream haters. Oh, man. I know it's definitely going to be a great show on today, and I know we're definitely going to be full of questions and people calling in and commenting. So if you want to call in and comment, call 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Call in and give me your comments on the topic this morning. And we're going to talk about these dream haters. Because we got some dream haters. All of us got dream haters. People, and for those who just don't know what dream haters is, dream haters are people who hate on your dream. And we definitely going to get into it. But first, before we do anything, I just have to humble myself and say, Father God, thank you on today. Thank you for yesterday and tomorrow, Lord, because without you, I wouldn't have neither one of these days. Father God, thank you for just continuing to bless me and give me the strength to get up and do your will this morning. Lord, you knew I was sick, like sick headaches, snotty nose, congestion, sore throat all this morning. But you got me up. I followed you, Lord. I read the word over again. And not only did I do that, I got this tea in me. So, God, thank you for that. Man, it's going to be definitely a good show. We're talking about these dream haters. And if... for those who just tuning in, shout out to the 253, the 973, the 908, the 416 is live in the building. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. We're getting our spiritual feeding on. Now all week, y'all know I always have one particular topic that I'm talking about. And this week we've been talking about dreams. So on today, the fourth day, we're talking about dream haters, y'all. And I'm going to give y'all a little story in a few minutes, but I definitely want to hear about y'all dream haters. We know the dream haters is people who hate on our dreams. You know, even when I started off with my Mary Kay business, a couple of my haters was like, oh, you selling Mary Kay now, huh? Oh. And when I was going to school for medical assistant, oh, you're going to school for medical assistant. These people are dream haters, and that's their position. So don't get mad when they hating on you. Let them hate. Because the good thing about it is you're going to bypass them, I promise. If you focus on, don't mind what people say. Don't mind what people say because it don't matter. And the people, you know, who don't mind, they matter anyway. So if you got some dream haters, I definitely want to hear about your dream haters and your experience. If you're live on the line right now, you can press the 1 button, and I know you want to give me your story about somebody that hated on your dreams and how you overcame it. We definitely want to know. We inspiring people on today because there's people out there right now with dreams to open up stores and businesses, and somebody just hated on their dreams and it probably took them down, but we need to let them know about their experience. But my experience with dream haters, my mate was hating on me. My ex-mate was hating on me. And all my dreams, the aspirations that I have, you know, to keep moving, to make it happen. Even when I started the radio show, you know, it was like, oh, you got an online radio show? Well, how you listen to that? And how you do this? And the face was just so turn up all the time. And you know what? I was like, at first I was kind of like, word up? That's how you feeling? You know, that don't you want the best for me? And the people that are closest to us, family, we will be the one to get you. But I just kept pushing. My show went from one show on Saturdays to now I'm rocking 6 days a week with four different shows. I kept pushing. I just brushed it off. I cried. Don't get me wrong. I felt some type of way because even with family members now, I got family members now after the show been rocking for 5 months calling me up and saying, oh, I didn't know you had a show. Why you ain't tell nobody? And you could just imagine my face or my feelings at the time. I wanted to say, you new fool, Google me. But what I did is I held my composure, and I said, you know, yeah, I do got a show. You know, you should Google me. And also, you know, give me it. Let me get your telephone number, and if you want to, I'll text you. You know, and for all those tuning in, if you get in texts about my show and you don't want texts no more, just text me simply stop, and I won't text you anymore. I won't take it offensive. Don't get me wrong, because I got some people texting me some BS to my phone, and I just text them like, look, stop. I'm not interested in that. But I said, yeah, my show was rocking 6 days a week. I got 4 different shows. I'm actually doing the second show tonight, y'all, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's Feed the Wolves Diva Edition. Shout out to Bengals Smurf. Shout out to South Potter Dawn. Shout out to Five Alive Money Mo Domination. But it's a movement. But, yeah, I told them, gave them my email address. They got my Facebook, and now they know my show is rocking. And if you in business, or if you doing something, and if you in business for yourself, whatever you doing, nobody is going to know you in business unless you tell them. A lot of people just ain't going to catch on anyway. They're going to catch on when the pot is simmering, but when it's hot, when it's over boiling, that's when they want to get in. That's when they want to come in and eat when the food is done, not when we started off preparing it. So don't be mad. Let's get into the scripture, y'all, because it's all about spiritual feeding, and we got to spiritually feed our dream haters. It's going to come from Genesis 37, chapter 37, verses 5 and 18. It says, and Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brethren, and they hated him yet there more. And when they saw him afar off, even before he came near unto them, they conspired against him to slay him. That's Genesis 37, verses 5 and 18. That's crazy. Joseph told the story about Joseph. He told his brothers about the dream that he had, that he was going to be a king, man. And they despised him. They was mad about the situation. They even got together and was thinking about killing him. But instead, what they do, they sold him in slavery. They sold their own brother off in slavery. Wow, for those who are just tuning in, you're now tuning in live at Diva Spot Radio. ENT, we getting our spiritual feeding on. Y'all can check in with me at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. Or you can call in and kick it with me at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We're talking about them dream haters. I definitely want to hear about, for those who don't know what dream haters are, dream haters are the people who hate on your dreams, the aspirations that you have for your life, man. Shout out to the 323 live in the building. We're talking about these dream haters. I definitely want to hear y'all experience about people who hated on your dreams and how you overcame it. So if you're live on the line, just press the 1 button, and I know you want to come online and share your story, because we need to inspire people on today. A lot of people working hard on the grind, day and night, y'all, day and night. And people just come along and just kill their dreams. Oh, you ain't never going to be nothing. Such and such did this and such did that. They already did that before. How you going to be different? Hate come in all types of forms. So, you know, we got to encourage people on today. I get hated on every day, y'all, every day. But I'm thankful for my hate. I'm thankful that my spirit is what it is now, that I can accept my haters for what they are, because they make me better. They hate on me, and they run and tell Day-Day and Craig, and Craig run and tell Day-Day and Craig run and tell Tijuana and Hoochie Mama, and they be like, oh, yeah? Well, let me check her out. Who is this Diva Mary Kay? What exactly is she doing? Spiritual feeding? Is she ordained? I just got that, yo. Y'all, I just got a message from somebody asking me, was I ordained to do spiritual feeding? You know what I told them? No, I ain't ordained, but I'm blessed. Well, I got to go through getting ordained to spread the word of God? I got a woman's Bible right here. We got the 323 live in the building. Can you hear me?
You know I hear you. What's going on?
Good morning. What's going on, bitch? How you doing?
I'm good. Look at you laughing at.
You know, you already know I'm laughing at you, man. I'm going to just keep that on the low. What's going on with these dream haters, man?
Hey, man, you know, them dream haters. Let's see, me personally, I've been going through that all my life. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Especially on the grind when you're trying to do this music thing, and you know, a lot of people done tried and failed at it or attempted to and just never went through. And you got those that just seen people fall by wayside. And, you know, most of them happen right there in your own family, in your own circle.
Mm-hmm.
They always say, yo, man, you might as well go ahead and find you just a regular job and do this, that, and the other, which I do. But at the same time, my number one aim is to do what I want to do. You know, I'm not going to just settle for a job that's going to pay me good money while I'm miserable. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather do what's going to bring me joy. It's going to make me happy doing what I want to do, fulfilling my own destiny. You know what I'm saying? And when people, like you say, you got them haters, you know, I learned how to embrace them haters. So they can hate on me, I'm going to shine on them. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm definitely not tripping off them haters, because I'm going to definitely do me regardless. And I've been through some ups and downs, some bumps, and when it comes to this music thing, but today, man, I can actually say, you know, I learned from all that. And life is one's best teacher, and you learn from your experiences, and you learn to grow and learn what not to do, what to do, how to do it right. And then once that happens, man, the sky's the limit. You know, I listen to old heads that have been in the game. I listen to, you know, even those that try to tell me not to do, I listen to their pros and cons. Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay, I see. Okay, cool. Well, this is how I'm going to do it now. You know what I'm saying? I just kind of tell them my plan, I don't tell them the whole thing, because then you got people out there that'll pray against you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, they'll pray right against you. Tell me your whole plan. They pray at you that doesn't happen. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that stuff ain't cool, man. So, you know, that's why the Bible tell you don't ever let your right hand know what your left hand doing, and vice versa. So, I just try to keep my things to a minimum. I do write down my vision and make it plain, so that the next person can see and be like, okay, well, let me invest in this dude's dream. Let me help this dude, catapult him to the next level. And that's just what, you know what I'm saying? And I don't really trip off them haters, because, you know, I'm grown now. I'm kind of mature in myself, you know what I mean? And I know, you know, what I'm capable of. And once people understand what you're capable of, can't nobody tell you no. Can't nobody tell you nothing, as opposed to what you already done told yourself. Can't nobody stop you from doing nothing you want to do except you.
Yeah, that's why it's so important for you to put yourself. A lot of people, they be all, you know, worrying about, you know, and I got hate when I first started. You got a blog, talk radio. How is yours different from others? I told the hater to tune in. I'm not going to sit here and have this conversation with you. How is mine different from others? You need to tune in. But, you know, your people were trying to stop you. Like they were really trying to stop you, because believe it or not, like 7 times out of 10, the dream that you living is a dream that they've been trying to get to all their life.
Yeah.
You know, and now they've seen you progressing. Oh, she rubbing elbows with Mitch, and oh, she over there with Future Guru 100. Well, I couldn't do that. You know, even with other shows, you know, that people that tune into my shows that rock with other shows, they was like, oh, you tuning into her show? Yeah, because she doing something different than what you doing.
All right.
And my show is a lot more different, because, first of all, God made me unique.
All right.
It was destined to come. And I like the story about how they, you know, even Jesus had haters. They rose up against Jesus. Judas betrayed him.
Right.
They beat him down all the way to the cross. Matter of fact, they took him to 2 different kings, and the kings couldn't find no fault in him.
Right.
And these was his people. They couldn't find no fault in what
Jews.
Yeah, they let the people choose. So they beat him down all the way, had him carry his cross, man, these dream haters. You know, shout out to the 954 in the building. I see you. But they beat him all the way to the cross, killed Jesus. You know what I'm saying? And then took his body down. They wrapped it in the spices and the linens, dig out a hole. We talking about dream haters. Y'all talking about haters. Yo, every time, I love it that God continues to teach me, because I really learned about what a real hater really is. But they dug out a hole in a rock that never been used, put Jesus in a tomb, in the rock, sealed it, and put guards on the outside of it. If that ain't hating, and the reason why they sealed it, for those who don't know, the prophecies, they wanted to make sure that Jesus, what was said about Jesus rising again didn't happen. So they thought putting him in a big rock and sealing the rock with a big boulder in front of it, putting two guards on it, was going to stop it.
All right.
The next day, when they opened up that tomb or whatever the case, Jesus' body was gone. See, what needs to happen with us and what we need to tap into is our spiritual feed and our faith. Your faith
right.
has to be stronger than your will. Otherwise,
right.
the dream haters is going
right.
to
well,
win.
Exactly.
They will cause you to stop.
And
they're going to cause you to stop because you're more caught up in what they think about you.
Okay.
And where they going? Oh, how a dream hater is going to hate on me? First of all, you live in the same community. Matter of fact, I got my own. You live with your family. How you going to hate on my dream? Like, I'm not trying to put nobody down, but look at the person that's hating on your dream. Even when people was hating on me, like, oh, you got a blog talk radio show. Oh, it's online or whatever the case may be. Let's look at the numbers because numbers don't lie.
Right.
More
people
online radio. Yeah, people do. People lie. Numbers don't lie. That's why I post on Twitter, Facebook, after all my shows, I post my numbers because I'm not lying. They have it on Blog Talk where they give you a report of how many people was tuned in live online. Shout out to everybody listening online, everybody who was listening from their phone, and everybody who was who archived my show. I love that because I'm not off lying, but you know, they were taking to the fact like the numbers saying that more online radio is being listened to rather than the FM and AM radio stations.
Which is
you
true.
Wanna know why? Which is true. Because it's whack.
Right.
It's a
playing,
cliche now.
Exactly. You playing real people music, man. People that you ain't bought into that. Let me tell you, it's 8-song rotations every hour.
Yeah,
I'm saying, and you're talking about real issues, man. People want to hear about real life issues.
People want to be real. They don't want to be uniform, yo. I definitely want to hear about y'all dream haters. You got an experience with a dream hater, somebody hated on your dream. I want to know, you know, and if you're on the line right now, press 1 because this is spiritual feeding. We got to encourage one another because my dreams got hated on, but I overcame it. You know, I knew this wasn't the end for me. It's not the end for me. Even with me doing the show now, my show went from one show on Saturday. 5 months ago, one show on Saturday, to now I'm rocking 6 days a week with 4 different shows. Do y'all know that I'm tired? But I'm
you know I'm burnt out.
You know I'm burnt out. Yo, I woke up this morning so sick, so tired, but I got back into my routine. I get up, wash your face, read your word over again, or whatever the case may be. And then you start getting that, you know, I got some tea and severe cold in me, and I'm rocking with y'all. I probably sound a little bit groggy, but the show must go on.
Right.
I'm like Beyonce. When Beyonce fell down all them steps,
she got up and kept
like,
dancing.
Back on the one. She like a falling Barbie going down the
right.
stairs, and she jumped right back up. Boom!
Yeah.
There you go. Let's get it. Let's
exactly.
get it. The show wants to go on.
Exactly. Yeah, I can't stop.
And that's...
My knees hurt, but I can't stop.
My knees hurt, but I can't stop, man. I can't stop. And if you let a dream hater hate on your dream, you ain't going to get nowhere. It's like you, like we talked about with those blessings in the box. You know, this man was sentenced to hell, and they put him in this room, and it was all these boxes around filled up to the ceiling. There was only enough room in his space for him and two people, him and another person to turn around. And all the boxes had his name on it, y'all. So when Jesus came in the room, he said, God, before we go any further, before he's talking to God like this, before we go any further, before we do anything else, what is all these boxes with my name on it? It's mad at these big boxes, little boxes, medium boxes. They up to the ceiling. They everywhere. God calmly folded his arms and looked at him and said, those are the blessings that you didn't allow me to give you while you was on earth. Those are the blessings that you didn't allow me to get on earth, give you while you was on earth. Now you're dead and you can't get them.
All right.
let's definitely think about it, man. What if God came to you? You know, think about where your blessings is. Do you have a closet of blessings? Do you have a studio apartment full of boxes with your blessings in it? Because you're just passing them up. Because all you're thinking about is what somebody going to say. That's all you're doing. Some of us got a whole mansion full of boxes with our name on it because we worried about what the world's saying, how we supposed to act. But how stupid are you going to look when you gone and it's your time and you are in front of God and you looking at all your boxes of blessings just there? Take the opportunity now that you're alive right now to go and kick down the devil's door and get your blessings back. Now, I ain't saying just run and go get them. You got to get your armor up, y'all. Sure. You can't just go knocking on the devil's door, man. You ain't going to bring no knife to a gunfight.
You know.
So you got to help yourself. Yeah. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. We getting our spiritual feeding on. Let's get it, man. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Whew. I just ran up the stairs, y'all, so I'm kind of winded.
I'm like, what's going on?
Why she breathing so hard? Because I ran up the stairs. I'm multitasking. But God is so good, man, all the time. We're going to get into some of this good music. Give me a little time, Diva, to catch her breath.
Right. Get some water. Put your hands on your head and go ahead and do your thing.
945, when we come back from the music, I'm going to go ahead and open up the line for you. Let's get into some of this gospel music, man. Jesus is going to work it out. I swear he is.
But how can these Christian people be so despiteful and evil over a dollar? God tell us not to have greed. But here we are fighting for a dollar or two when God can give you so much more. You work way more than that. I just wanted to call in and enlighten everyone on a incident I was occurring in. But God still blessed me, and God still gave me some more hours on the schedule to help fill my pocket. And I just thank him.
Man, you just brought me to tears. Oh, man. First of all, Bri, I love you so much, baby. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you, and you definitely are a blessing. I love what you just said because a lot of times I'll be focused on the people that's still living in the world, but you upgrading me and calling in and giving me your experience, your story about, you know, Christian people. And a lot of times they say church folks is the worst folks. And, you know, I'll still giggle about that because it ain't right. But you do. You got people who are supposed to be Christian and call themselves Christians, and they will hate on the Christian faster than what they'll hate on somebody in the world. That's sad. It's that hypocritical piece that's going on. And even if you a thief, God see everything that we do. And it's so great that your heart is connected with the Lord, that he gave you favor and he blessed you anyway. You was able to look at that situation as somebody stealing and take it from you. It was a tip. It was a dollar. Like, are you serious? If you that beat over a dollar, she could have lost her job. She could have really, you know, it could have really been bad for her, but you going in for a dollar. And I'm definitely glad you caught up and shared your experience about that, because a lot of people say they love the Lord. But it's one thing to say it, but you got to show it as well. You got to have an understanding heart. And that's what Brianna practiced on last week. You know, the guy had left a tip for her or whatever the case may be, and a young lady stole it. But she had an understanding heart, like maybe she needs it more than me. But what happened is God still blessed her anyway and gave her favor and gave her more hours so she can be able to work to make up for what the tip that she had lost, and she's going to continue to get more blessings. See, what the message is at the end of the day is for you to get peace. If you don't get nothing else, get some peace with yourself. Because even if Brianna didn't have peace and she didn't love the Lord how she loved the Lord, all week she would have been walking around with a funky attitude. Funky attitude, stuck on old girl that stole her dollar or stole her tip or whatever the case may be. But it's the peace that she has. She's able to get the victory on today because she wants for the people of the world what God wants for the people of the world. And it's crazy because when I was teaching the word yesterday, that coincides right in what I was saying with the word. It says, King Solomon asked God for a discerning heart to judge his people and so that he would be able to distinguish between right and wrong. Solomon was humble and his heart was pure. And because he desired for the people what God desired, God told him that in addition to what he asked for, he will also give him what he didn't ask for. He ended up giving Solomon riches and honor as well as wisdom and an understanding heart. What a gracious God we serve, y'all. Not only if you have an understanding heart and then you in tune with the Lord, he going to give you what you asked for and also what you didn't. Them dream haters, people who want to hate on your dream, people who mad because you got better customer service. And I was speaking, shout out to Feature Guru 100. I was talking to Feature Guru 100 last night about the whole customer service of things. We got these businesses and stuff going around, but what happened to the customer service? If you're going to try to sell me a ticket for a club or an event or whatever the case may be, if it's $30, step your game up and offer me an appetizer or something when I get there and some customer service. I paid $30 for a ticket to go to this event or to this club and only got $10 of fun. You just $20 jerked me right there. All you club promoters, all you people promoting events or whatever the case may be, don't forget the customer service. You get caught up on the artists, the entertainment, the venue, the drinks, the food, but you leave out the customer service. Brianna just blew my mind. Church folks is the worst folks. Sometimes you call yourself a Christian, you get up and go to church every Sunday faithfully, but you will go right to the football field with the rest of the moms and hate on the next mom and hate on her. And I like what Brianna said, you so busy looking over somebody else's shoulder, you don't even realize that you dropping your blessing right in their box because you want to hate on them and see what they doing. I got a prime example of hate. It's about these three chicks named Nikki, Cindy, and Tina. It says Nikki, Cindy, and Tina were tight to the point of being inseparable. All through high school and college, where they even had the same major, after graduation, they all moved to Hollywood where they pursued their careers. Now, they've been tight through high school. They even went to college. They had the same majors, and now they all moved to Hollywood to pursue their careers. Now it says, Cindy worked for a company owned by Christians. Though the company was small, she supervised small projects that proved to be far more successful than anything Nikki or Tina worked on. Within a year, Cindy met and fell in love with a nice Christian man because it was looking like marriage. She wanted her best friends to meet him. They all met for dinner. During the meal, the women talked about their wild adolescence. They spoke about hanging out together, getting high on the weekends, and having different men. While they were sitting there trying to have fun, Tina said, well, Cindy, do you think that you can still have babies after your three surgeries? Stat. Cindy's boyfriend asked, sweetie, what surgeries? Are you all right? Cindy calmly said, yes, honey, it's nothing. Cindy answered, blushing. It was a long time ago. My body has since healed, and I'm growing, and I've grown up and gotten to know God. I'll give you the details later. I'm doing a show soon, y'all, called Black Cat. Black Cat is going, we're going to be talking about how we as women, not even just black women, but we as women so catty with each other and pull each other down. But why would those friends be so vicious, though? Why would her two friends be so vicious? They've been tight since high school. They went to college together. They even all moved to Hollywood together to pursue their careers. You know, what would cause them to say things to destroy lives? But the truth is, you know, Cindy's friends hated to see her dreams coming true. They was mad. Not only is she working for a small company, a Christian company at that, and she done outdone all the things that we ever try to do, and now she got this good, fine Christian man, and he about to marry her? We need to throw a monkey wrench in her stuff. But when God blesses a friend, let me tell y'all something. When God blesses a friend with her heart's desires or his heart's desires, you know, we should rejoice for them. We should be happy that they ain't out here drugging and bugging, tricking and dipping, slanging and banging. Their heart's desires was to be a teacher. Their heart's desires was to be a doctor. Their heart's desires was to be an activist for the youth. We should encourage them. And it's crazy how Joseph's brothers, you know, they hated his dream. They felt threatened by the dreams God gave him about his future. Now, at first, they wanted to kill Joseph. They said, you know what, we're going to murk this fool. We killing him. But then they decided to sell him into slavery. Now, in spite of the attempts that his brothers, Joseph's brothers had against him, the dream was still fulfilled. Because Joseph stayed on the path of what God showed him in his dreams, man. If God is showing you something in your dreams, and that's why it's so important, just to reflect back on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday's work, if God comes to us in our dreams are instructions, and they also can be warnings. And if dreams are another way that God talks to us, because let's think about it. All through the day, our minds is like busy highways. It's like New York, New Jersey, L.A.'s, Los Angeles highways all mixed in together. We all running around like we crazy. We always up. worrying about the kids, worrying about our husbands, worrying about the bills, got to cook the food, got to wash your clothes, got to do this, got to do that. But it's not, excuse me, it's not until we're sleeping, and I love what Flo said, shout out to Flo, it's not until we're sleeping at night when the mind was at is at rest that God can truly come in and speak to us through our dreams. Because throughout the day when we living within the world, when we worrying about the world, when we ain't getting no peace and no meditation, God could be standing in front of us like, don't go that way. Don't do that. Don't spend that money. Don't go get them drugs. Don't go crazy shopping for the kids. Christmas is coming. I already took care of them. But it's not until we have peace and that rest and that meditation. That's why it's so important for ministers and pastors and deacons and stuff. That's why they go into their chambers and they get quiet and they pray and they meditate with the Lord. Because they block out everything else that's going on so they can be able to hear the Lord clearly. Y'all got to start blocking out some things too. We got to start blocking out some things too. Joseph's dream was fulfilled, y'all. We don't need to be afraid of somebody else's dream. If you see somebody else doing it big and they coming along, you see when they started and now they doing good on the job, even on the job, even your coworkers. Don't hate on your coworker. You putting your blessing in a box. Don't hate on your neighbor. You putting your blessing in a box. Pray for them. Don't be afraid of somebody else's dream, y'all, because it's not in your hands. It's in God's hands. God has created all of us in his image to fulfill a purpose and destiny. I have to say that again. God has created all of us in his own image to fulfill his purpose and his destiny. Our life experience makes us who we are. Your purpose is not going to be the same as somebody else's. Just imagine if we all had the same purpose. Wouldn't that be so dull and whack? My purpose is your purpose. We got the same purpose. Well, how are we different? How are we unique? I know y'all have some people that hate on y'all dreams, and even dreams to be a mother, even dreams to be a father. They was like, oh, you want to have a baby with her? You want to have a baby with him? Ew. Are you serious? What is he doing for you? How is he helping? God gonna bless us real good. But you gotta be real within yourself. You can't be trying to wish hate on somebody else. If you wish your hate on somebody else, or if you talking about somebody right now, you ain't doing nothing but putting your blessing in their box. And I have to check myself too a lot of times. I'm glad that Brianna called in and said that, because now I look at my opinions in a different way. And a lot of people say, oh, that's just my opinion. No, that's some hate. That's definitely some hate. Full blast, full throttle hate. Organic hate. At its purest form. Y'all know I have fun on the show, man. Just because we're getting our spiritual feed on don't mean we can't show out a little bit. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. Call me up, 217-850-1521.
Savior, please take my hand. I work so hard. I live so fast. This life begins and then it ends, and I do the best that I can, but I don't know how long.
I'm not. I've come through the blood.
tried to devour me, yes he did, cloud in my way, so I could not see, but let me tell you, God wouldn't let him, he wouldn't let him, he wouldn't let him take me down, in spite of it all, I'm still heavenly bound.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT, getting your spiritual feeding on, and we still here. That's what you got to tell your dream haters. I'm still here, baby. Mm-hmm. It's all right, hate on me. And y'all got to get it in y'all head, and y'all got to understand, you know, and I don't mean to sound cocky when I say this, but, you know, for those people that's hating on me, I tell them, you know, I see you at the top because most likely I'll be looking down. You'll be under me. There's no need for me to be feeling some type of way. Because you Harlem. I'm Hollywood. You're not welcome in Hollywood. Shout out to Dream Girls, man. I like how she said it. She said when they was on a bus and Jimmy Early was coming up the front of the bus to try to holler at old girl, and the aunt put a foot out. She was like, that back there is Harlem. This up here is Hollywood, and you ain't welcome in Hollywood. Y'all call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and tell me about your dream haters, people that have hated on your dream, people that have hated on, you know, even just the, you getting another day of success. Like, they just mad, and there's no need for us to try to figure out our haters. Like, really. I wouldn't suggest for you to try to figure out your haters. Like it really wouldn't. It wouldn't do you no benefit. It wouldn't do you no good to try to figure out why somebody hating on you. You got to keep on pushing. The show must go on. There's no need for you to be sitting there like, oh, my God, why this person, I don't know why she don't like me or why he don't like me, what I did to that person or whatever the case may be. It's not for you to figure out. Like, seriously, they hate you because they ain't you. And if you fell back from a particular type of people that you used to hang around because it was some things that you was doing with them that you knew it wasn't getting you nowhere, that you wasn't in a position to be doing anyway, and they start acting funny towards you, oh, well. Oh, well, keep it moving. So you sitting there crying and worrying about it, like, for real, they is not the only people in the world. And I'm a witness. These are not the only people in the world. I got a lot more people that I'm going to come in contact with, you know, and it's another person just like them. not to see and say, oh, you can replace them, but if they're not doing nothing positive, then what's the point of you rocking with them anyway? They're wasting your time. Because a lot of us, we sort of realize that haters usually started off as friends. The person that you was friends with, that was your bestie, that was your boom coon, that was your ace, that was your everything, is now your hater, and now you mad. That's because you gave him too much space or too much leverage to know what's going on with you. They've had too much, they was too much in the inside and knowing what was going on in your business. And if they did expose some stuff that was going on with you in your house or whatever, be thankful. Because somebody needed to tell you. Because I'm going to tell y'all something. Your loved ones, the ones that love you, the ones that's close to you, they not going to tell you the truth. They not going to tell you the truth because they love you and they don't want to hurt your feelings. They don't want to get into a little spat or a little argument with you because you on some mess with yourself. I like what, shout out to Simply D1. It says, you can't share the blueprint to your dream with everybody. You can't share the blueprint to your dream with everybody. Because a lot of times we get caught up, we start talking about, oh, I'm depressed, and I'm upset, and I'm angry. Then we want to start medicating ourselves. When it gets to the point, and I was just reading this article about not an article, but we was talking about old girl from the one that played the 8 Mile, the white girl, that shout out to the 817 tuned in live in the building. What's going on? We talking about the dream haters. You know, people that just decided that they just want to hate on you. They want to crush your dream. You know, I definitely want to hear your experience. Call in at 347-850-1521 and tell me about your dream haters and how you overcame them, because there's people out here that need encouragement. But I was talking about the girl that played in the 8 Mile movie with Eminem, played the girl that he smashed or whatever the case may be in the plant. But she ended up committing suicide, man, overdosed on pills. We get so caught up in what our haters got to say, oh, I'm depressed and my life ain't this and my life ain't that, that we start medicating ourselves. And then what happened is we end up having an overdose somewhere. I love my haters. I'm glad that people hated on my dream, because when I first started my show started with one show on a Saturday. Now here I am 5 months later, rocking 6 days a week in 4 different shows with 4 different people, 4 different movements. And don't let people knock your dreams down, and don't let people hate on you. And it is so important. That's why I love doing this show. This is one of my favorite shows, The Spiritual Feeding, man. Because we talked about Joseph. We talked about how Joseph's brothers, you know, Joseph came and he told his brother about the dream that God sent to him about him being a king. And his brothers was mad. They hated on him. They even wanted to kill him. They was contemplating killing him, knocking him off. But then at the end of the day, they didn't kill him. They ended up selling him off to slavery, sold him into slavery. But his dream was fulfilled. We talk about more fulfilling. Let's talk about Jesus. They hated on Jesus. Judas betrayed him, set him up. They whooped and beat Jesus all the way to his cross, made him carry his cross that they killed him on. After they killed him, took his body down, wrapped it in spices and linen, put it in a rock that never been used, put a border in the front of it, still then put 2 guards on the outside, y'all. But the next day, what happened? Jesus' body was gone. He was gone, and he got the victory. They can't explain how. They wanted to make sure Jesus, that the prophecy wasn't fulfilled. If people out there want to make sure your dreams ain't fulfilled. And I like what Brianna, shout out to Brianna, she called in, and she was talking about Christian folks. She was like, you know, why is it that people call themselves Christians, and, you know, sometimes church folks can be the worst folks. They hating on you. How you gonna call yourself a Christian and you hating on another Christian? Let alone hating on somebody within the world, but you hating on another Christian? You got your cat eye out? Like, are you serious? I like it when people hate on me. I like it when, like she said, you looking over somebody else's shoulder. If you hating on somebody right now, you ain't doing nothing. You're blessing in their box right now. That's all you doing. You ain't doing nothing with putting your blessing. You look right over their shoulder and dropping your blessing right in their box. We talked about the story that the man that was sentenced to hell, man. And he was in his room full of boxes with his name on it. Like, full of boxes with his name. And he was like, what is all these boxes with my name on it? And when God came in the room, he said, Lord, before we go any further, I just want to know, why is all these boxes got my name on it? The Lord said to him, those are the blessings that you didn't allow me to give to you while you was on earth. I say that again. These are the blessings that you didn't allow me to give to you while you was on earth. And now you're dead and gone, and you can't get these blessings. But we got to think about it on today. We got to think about it on today. Do you have blessings, a closet full of blessings with your name on it that you just passing by? Or do you get, or do you have a studio apartment full of blessings? Y'all, we got to get into this because so many times we end up hating on somebody else and we mad about what they got because we ain't got it. We don't all have the same purpose. And I think that's what's the most important thing to understand, that we don't have the same purpose. Just imagine if we all had the same purpose. Like, I had my life was the same purpose as what you got. I don't want to be like you. I definitely want to be like myself. Shout out to the 817, the 253, the 954, the 616, the 907, live in the building. We definitely want to get y'all stories on today. If you have somebody hating on you, hating on your dreams, press the 1 button so we can see that you want to come on a line live and tell us about your dream hater. See who hated on your dream and how you overcame it. People going to hate on you in spite of, but we have to encourage other people on today. A lot of people don't have the strong spirits like we have. I was saying that earlier in the week, a lot of people walking around with these skinny Flavor Flav spirits. Friendly little spirits. See, my spirit is healthy. My spirit is thick. It's big like Monique. You can't knock me off my square because my spirit is too strong. My faith is stronger than my will. I'm glad for the haters. And we've been talking about dreams all week. And anybody that knows that's tuned into the show, and I thank everybody for tuning in, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. on the West Coast and 12 p.m. on the East Coast, the show starts. And I have a topic each and every week, and this week I've been talking about dreams. Today I'm talking about your dream haters. You know, the people who decided that they wanted to hate on your dream. We can't get caught up on what people saying and what they doing, because a lot of people was like, oh, you starting a blog talk? Oh, I know somebody that had a blog talk. Not, I'm happy to hear that you're doing something positive. Not to say I'm happy to hear that you out there, you ain't out there begging and slanging, tricking and dipping, drugging and bugging. But, oh, yeah, well, how your show different than everybody else's? You know what I told them? Tune in. I got family members that just recently called me up. Was like, you got a radio show? I'm thankful that it just gave me a negative situation. Always give you an opportunity to turn around into a positive. It always do. I ain't mad, though. I accept my haters for who they are. I was telling the story earlier today about Nikki and Cindy and what's the other chick named? Tina. They all grew up with each other. They went to high school. They even went to the same college, had the same majors. They all went, even moved to Hollywood together to pursue their careers. But Tina started working for this Christian company. And even though it was small, she was, you know, the supervisor of a project that outdone anything that Tina and Nikki ever did. So, you know, Cindy ended up meeting a man, a good man, a Christian man, and she felt like it was going into marriage, so she wanted to introduce her boo to her divas. So they met up, and the women, they all talked about, you know, they crazy wild adolescents and how they used to get high and all the men that they used to conquer, whatever the case may be, and you know, the friend just popped out with super hate out of nowhere, you know, talking about, you know, Tina going to say, Cindy, do you think you still can have babies after your 3 surgeries? And Cindy's boyfriend was asked, like, sweetie, what surgeries? Are you okay? Like, she threw the hate bomb out there. How you know that she talked to that man about her 3 surgeries? But I like what Cindy did. You know, Cindy stayed calm. She said, yes, honey, it's nothing. You know, it was a long time ago. My body has since healed since then. If I've grown up and I've gotten to know God. You know, I'll give you the details later. I know people to be like, oh, you with him? You going to have kids by him? You going to marry him? Or you with her? You have kids by her? You going to marry her? Are you serious? I say let the hate. Let them do what they do. Because this is what they are supposed to do. I'm so thankful for the haters on today. And be thankful for the youth, because our youth is out there getting hated on as well. We fall down, y'all, but we get up. It's your girl, Diva Mary K, man. Let's get it.
We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. Oh, yes. For a saint is just a sinner. But we couldn't stay there and got up. Say now.
We fall down,
overnight.
But we get up.
Get back
we
up.
Fall down,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we get up.
Back up.
We fall down.
Oh, my.
Get
we get back up again. But we can't stay there. There's a seed of righteousness inside of us. Oh,
we
fall down.
But
we get back up again.
We fall down
sometimes. But we get back up again. Yes, we do it
then.
Rise back up again.
For
the Savior.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We getting our spiritual feeding on, and you can get back up again. A saint is nothing but a sinner who fell down. How y'all think that they got to where they at right now? Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I definitely want to hear about your dream haters or any situation that, you know, any weapons that was formed against you and how you overcame it. Because the experience that we have throughout life, we can encourage other people. We have a position, y'all. And I question a lot of people a lot of times, you know, with the position that you have, what are you doing with it? What are you doing with your position? It don't matter. You can be, you know, the top executive at an insurance company or at a any type of big company, Johnson & Johnson, Toys R Us, or you can be the person that's working the fries at McDonald's or at Burger King. What are you doing with your position? How are you turning it and looking into a career of things? And it's so sad that when we looking at what somebody else got, we always looking around rather than looking in the front of us to where we going. Because my thing is, and somebody said this on Twitter too, don't look back if you ain't going that way. What's the point in looking back if you're not going that way? Because the thing about it, your haters started off as friends. The people you was friends with, when you doing something different and when you doing something positive, especially when you walking with the Lord, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, y'all. Because think about how old you are. I'm 28 years old. God been chasing me for 28 years. It's time for me to chase him. It's time for me to build my spirit with spiritual feeding, build my spiritual muscle up with the word, get an understanding of what God was talking about, get an understanding of how I should live, get an understanding of how I can get true peace. Because if you befriend the things in the world, you make God your enemy. If you worship in your car, your rim, your hairs, your nails, your flat screen, your houses, your cars, if that's the only thing that brings you joy, it's limited. You are making yourself an enemy with God right now. You being his hater. Money is the ruler of all evil. Because it's a materialistic thing. We get caught up in what somebody else got. Now, I was saying that, too, about that whole Black Friday thing. How crazy is it that people will stand in line 5 o'clock in the morning, standing out in the cold to get into a store to get something for that's like, what, $100, $200 less to buy more flat-screen TVs? But you won't stand outside 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning to get inside a church. That store wouldn't have been available if it wasn't for God. Those TVs, those electronics wouldn't be available if it wasn't for God. Point blank period. Nothing would be available if it wasn't for the Lord. You wouldn't have the money that you had, or, you know, you wouldn't have been warm or whatever the case may be, out there freezing in the cold. It wouldn't have been available if it wasn't for God. And that's serious. We get caught up in these worldly things. I know a person that was crying because they didn't have a turkey. They had a whole buffet of food but was crying because they didn't have a turkey on Thanksgiving. It's called Thanksgiving. You're supposed to be thankful for giving, yo. And how about God showed up and showed out? Brought 3 turkeys to the house. Family started bringing food. But when we start to get caught up in the things of the world, we lose so much distraction. I can't be like you because I'm not you. If you ain't got that car, you're not ready for it. Let's talk about grace and mercy, y'all. A lot of people don't know what grace and mercy is. Grace is when God gives you things every day that you don't deserve, like life. We do not deserve our lives. And mercy is when God withholds the things that you ain't ready for right now. If you ain't got a car, you ain't ready for a car. If you don't have a house, you're not ready for a house. If you don't have a job, your hair ain't long, your muscles ain't big, you ain't got a fatty, you're not ready for that right now. So you got to put some work in to get it. All this instant gratitude, you know, success, and especially with being successful and getting your dreams. Our dreams is not like the internet. Success is not the internet. You can't click on a button and the browser is going to start searching and bring up a whole new career for you. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And if you got people in your house that's putting you down, telling you you ain't never going to be nothing, I have my family members at 11 or maybe 12 said, oh, she ain't never going to be nothing. She ain't going to do nothing but grow up to be a baby mother and be a hood rat and be strung out and be on welfare. I beat the odds. I beat the odds. My mother passed away at 37 years old. 37 years old. Once she stopped getting high, I'm an 80s baby. Once she stopped getting high and her kidneys broke down and she had to go back and forth to dialysis, that plasma wasn't doing nothing but killing her. I beat the odds. Just because my mother got high don't mean I'm supposed to get high. A lot of us caught up on this baggage we holding on. They had wrote me off, y'all. They said I was never going to be nothing. Do you hear me? On today, I'm rocking with my own show. I'm a senior beauty consultant with Mary Kay, and I'm a CNA. I'm about to go to school after February, after my birthday, for medical assistance. And I moved out the hood. I moved from Newark, New Jersey, to Seattle, Washington. And it was only by the grace of God. See, the faith has to be in the Lord. If the faith is not in the Lord, then you're not going to get nowhere. And that's real talk. If your faith is not in God, if you're not getting up every morning and smiling that crusty smile, then you should be smiling when you wake up and see the sunlight shining through your window. God, thank you for giving me another day. Father God, thank you for when I was asleep at night in my most vulnerable state, when I was the most closest to death, that you came in the midnight hour, Lord, and protected me, covered me with the blood. I got another day to get up and first do your will. God first, family second, career third. This is how we rocking. This is how I'm rocking with the Lord. God first, family second, career third. I get up. God only asks you for 10% of your time, y'all. 10% of 24 hours is 2 hours and 40 minutes. My show rocked for 2 hours. The rest of the 40 minutes, whatever I want to do after the show, I can, but it just don't stop after the show. I'm still witnessing and praising to people, and I don't have to be ordained. I'm so thankful that God gave me a tool. I want to be used as a tool to do his will. But for those who saying that, there's a lot of things that you're going to have to let go, baby. You can't live within the world and you can't live for the world if you're doing God's will. It's about having that understanding heart. Brianna called in, and again, shout out to Brianna. She was talking about, she was at work last week, a coworker. You know, a man left a tip for her, and the coworker stole it. But she said, this person called herself a Christian. But she said to herself, she said, maybe she needed more than what I needed it, Lord. But God's plan for her life was fulfilled anyway. See, because what happened later on that day, she ended up getting another tip, and I ended up giving her more hours that made up for the tip that the co-worker stole. Huh. No weapons formed against her shall not prosper, shall not work. Those that's hating on you right now, your co-worker, if you're being hated on right now, be thankful for that hate because you're doing something right. You have a great destiny. You have a purpose over your life. You're shining. If your boss just want to pick at you all the time or whatever the case may be, just drill you for everything, be thankful because that's making you stronger. You learning how to endure. Because right now they may be the supervisor or the manager, but I guarantee you if you keep your eyes and your faith on God and put your trust in everything in the Lord, you won't bypass them anyway. Because now you got a secret weapon. You got faith. You got faith. That is a secret weapon. Everybody does not have that. They don't have faith. They put their faith in the world. They put their faith in their mate. They put their faith in their job. Let me tell y'all something. If I was homeless tomorrow or living in the box, I would still thank God for that day. As a matter of fact, I get some pink crayons or a pink marker, and I write on it, this is my home. I'll make a window and everything on it. Because I know where God plant me and where he put me at, that's where I'm supposed to grow. And right now we in the winter, we in the harvest season, y'all. We in the harvest season. I don't know why people go all out and try to be cute and, you know, trying to get your car all looking good for the wintertime. It ain't going to do nothing but get tore up. This is a harvest. This is a season of the harvest season. And a good farmer knows that in order for you to get a good harvest, the most important ingredient is time. You plant your seed, you feed it with the spirit and the faith is the water and the sunshine. Then after that, you watch it grow. Don't go start picking off your first blessings. Don't get all cocky and arrogant. Oh, yeah, God, I got a house now. I got my hair done, nails done, and everything done. Oh, I'm better than y'all. Mm-mm-mm. Because the same way you got it, the same way he can take it back. He wants you to be grateful and thankful. We so caught up, and even with those who lost somebody, God just moved on my spirit. Somebody feeling some type of way because somebody died. I've had people die. My first love died. Let's look at it. My mother died first. My grandmother turned around and died after her, maybe like 6 or 7 months later of a broken heart. My first love died. My son, father died. Everybody that I loved the most died, and they gone. And I was grieving for 10 years, didn't even know it. 10 years, I wasted 10 years grieving, being depressed, getting dumb high, drinking, not working to my full potential. It wasn't that I hit rock bottom, y'all. When I say I hit rock bottom, I hit rock bottom. It wasn't until that I had those two bags of clothes in this women's Bible that I preach and teach out of today that I got rid of my attitude and got some gratitude. Don't let it get to the point that you have to get down to basically release to nothing to get some gratitude on today. Don't let them people or that lifestyle or them drugs keep you from having a personal and a perfect relationship with the Lord. Don't let the world hold you back from having from taking your place and your purpose in God's kingdom. It's time for us to start really getting it together and start managing our lives. We ain't really just talking about managing money. Manage your life first. Manage your priorities. Take a look at yourself. Look around you. Look what's going on with you. Get honest. I just blew somebody's mind when I told them to get honest. Get honest about your situation. Get honest about your age. Get honest about who you worshiping. Ladies, if you done got pregnant by a man and it didn't work out and you went and stayed with your family and you sleeping on the couch or whatever the case may be to get yourself together, and then after you have your baby 2 years old and you still on that couch, get it together. Fathers, if you've been running back and forth from Tom and you running from Tom or you done had children and you ain't doing nothing for your kids, but you get with another chick and make a brand new family, look at yourself. Get it together. Our youth need us. We don't need them repeating the same cycle. We don't need no more Bushes, man. Let alone no more Kanye Wests. Yeah, I said it. No more Waka Flockas either. I'm just thankful. Don't get me wrong. I'm not hating on Bush. I'm not hating on Kanye West. And I ain't hating on Waka Flocka. I wish them the best. I still pray for them. See, I pray on the international level for local minds. A lot of us is local. We think local. We act local. We do local stuff. We're not really going nowhere. We just local. Think about it. Is your life local? Because when I leave here, when Diva Mary Kay go, I'm not leaving an obituary. I'm leaving a legacy. And that's when I'm off. I'm leaving a legacy. Something that I can leave behind for my family and others. Let's go, y'all. Spread the word, because y'all don't know. God is so good. Demon Spot ENT. Demon Spot ENT, y'all. Demon Spot Radio.
No more cloudy days.
Welcome back. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spy Radio, ENT, getting that spiritual feeding on, and the storm is over now, y'all. So many times we so used to going through, just going through it. I've been going through all my life. I've been hated on all my life. I've been formed weapons against all my life, and then we fell to realize that we on the other side. We've been going through. We've been struggling. We've been taking care of the kids. We've been taking care of family member kids. We've been working 3 or 4 jobs, you know, and a lot of times we fail to realize that we on the other side now. We done went through the storm. The storm is over, y'all. It's over. There's going to be more to come, but that storm is over because you made it through that one. You still here. We got Future Guru 100 live in the building. Future Guru, what's going on, man?
Just enjoying the music. I just tuned in, so, you know, I had to get my spiritual feeding on. It's prayer time, you know, it's what I need right now. So thank you for being on the air. Blessings
well,
to
are
all
we?
Your listeners. Peace and love to all your listeners. Peace and love
oh,
to Stephen Mary Kay.
Oh, thank you so much for that. We just basically getting this spiritual feeding on. You know how I do. Each and every week I pick a topic, which is dreams. And on today we talking about the dream haters. We talked about the story of Joseph, how Joseph told his brothers about his dream that God sent to him that he was going to be a king. You know, and his brothers despised him for that. They had actually plotted against him to kill him. But instead what they did was they ended up selling him off into slavery. And from there, you know, his dream was fulfilled because he ended up being a king and worshiped. And, you know, and we got a lot of haters, and, you know, people who just hate on our dreams. People say, oh, you might as well go ahead. Like Mike Mitz said, shout out to Mike Mitz. He was saying, you know, telling me, like, yo, you should just go ahead and get a regular job, man. You know, what you doing, that ain't getting you nowhere. That's just a hobby. And shout out to Ms. Nira, too. You know, have you ever had somebody, some dream haters? And if you did, how did you overcome that situation?
Hey, I don't even, I mean, I know they out there. I know the haters is watching. The haters is listening. But, you know, I press on. I have a responsibility, you know, to keep pressing on. I don't feed into the hate. You know, it's there. You got to deal with it, but, you know, just don't feed into it. You know, there's different ways you can deal with it. You know, you just pray for them. That's one way. Pray for them.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for your haters. You know, love your haters. My haters give me motivation. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You're definitely right about that. Haters can definitely give you motivation to keep moving forward because so many times we be caught up in our own situation. And Brianna called in earlier today, and she said something so, you know, relevant that, you know, a lot of people, even with just not just regular people in the world, you know, but people, Christian folks, sometimes church folks is the worst folks. And, you know,
wow.
She was saying how could somebody call themselves a Christian when they hating on other Christians? You know, just because you're a Christian, and don't think that Christian people, church people don't get hated on or hate on people, because they do. They do, but, you know, she was saying you so busy looking over somebody else's shoulder that you don't even realize that you're dropping your blessing in their box. And we talked about that box of blessings that a lot of us keep passing up each and every day. We just pass up blessings because we so caught up in the world. And, you know, God can be coming to us in our dreams, giving us instructions, giving us warnings about what is to come. And that's why I encourage everybody at the beginning of the week, and I'll do it again, you know, for you, first of all, to get you a personal Bible. Get you a yearly Bible. Something that goes day by day. It gives you some stuff to do. It show you how to apply some things. To give you the scripture and break it down, because I had to get a women's Bible that related to me. And if you don't understand thou shalt and this, it's okay. It don't make you stupid. You just don't understand it. You need to get something that you can relate to. They got so many different versions of the Bible. Yeah, it's crazy, and I love it. What is that, chicken noodle soup? Chicken noodle soup is another one of them, but make it your business to take yourself out or your mate or your kids and go to Barnes & Noble. Barnes & Noble's got it going on in there. They got the nice chairs, the leather couches, the little lattes and everything that's going on in there, and sit down. And it's quiet in there. It's peaceful. Scan through those different versions of Bibles that they have. And do it until you find one that fits you. After you do that, now you can start feeding yourself each and every day spiritually, besides just going to Bible study on Wednesdays and going to church on Sunday. No, you need it every day. God blesses every day, every day, every day, every minute, every second of an hour. And every time you picking up some food, I don't care if you just get in a cup of water, if you chew a stick of gum, you need to be getting the word in you. Because if you're going to feed yourself physically, why not feed yourself spiritually? It's important, because the body does not exist without the spirit. A lot of people is in this world right now, stressed and depressed. I mean, they got life on today. And me and Future 100, I've seen it so many times. People be miserable with their life. They're not even thankful. They haven't even got rid of their attitude to get some gratitude for life on today. And be stressed. And stressed out. Some people stressed out right now because they can't get high today. Some people stressed out because they didn't even eat. Some people's on their last breath. Be thankful that you got life on today. We can apply the whole situation with the dream haters. We can apply it. Just don't be naive about the spiritual wars, you know, that wages against us, man. Don't be discouraged, you know, for believing that God has much, much good in store for you. We got to keep this in mind, man. We got to know that God has so much more in store for us, but we got to get those instructions. We got to get that right muscle. And be prepared to rejoice, you know, as your dreams are fulfilled. You want to start to see it. That's why we're talking about dreams all week. I started telling everybody, and you can do it now, those who just tuning in to the show, get you a notebook. And we're going to start a dream journal, y'all. What I want y'all to do is I want you to write down each and every day a dream that you have for your life. One dream that you have. Then when you go to sleep at night, when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you want to do is jot down what you just dreamed about. It don't have to be a full story. It can be whatever you want it to be. But jot down what you dream. Jot down your daydreams. And also jot down any deja vu that you have. Now, the reason why I'm telling you to do this, because you writing it down, it's like cracking a code. You're going to start to see a message in it, whether it's at the end of the week, at the end of the month, a year from now. You're going to get it. God can't really talk to us when we out and about. My focus, even though I'm having a spiritual feeding show, he's not able to come into my mind right now because I'm focused on preaching and teaching the word to y'all to encourage y'all on the day, to feed y'all spirits. But once I get into meditation mode, and I sit by myself, and I cut off the phone, off the laptop, the lights, sit, breathe, y'all. Meditate with the Lord so you can hear him talking to you. Just praise and be thankful. And you got to meditate on a sober mind, too. You cannot meditate on an intoxicated mind. My personal opinion. You're going to start to see your dreams fulfilled, y'all, and y'all should rejoice. We also got to rejoice with others, for others in their dreams, when they fulfill. When somebody get a blessing, be thankful. Don't allow negativity and jealous thoughts to so fill your mind that, you know, you are threatened by somebody else's dream. That's not your dream. That's not your purpose. That's not your blessing. This is like me getting mad at Future Guru 100 because he started a men's group and he got a men's center and they doing big things. I'm not interested. I'm not interested in at this point as far as what he interested in. Why am I mad? Because he got a building for men to educate and uplift men. I'm mad because I want to do the same thing with a woman's. See, Future Guru 100 blessing came because he's been preparing himself and he's ready for it now. But so easily we can get a blessing and let the world and people around us get in our ears and tear it down. Tear it down. Don't be naive, man. And I like what Ms. Lady on Twitter said. I want to definitely get her name. Let me get to her. Simply D1 said, you can't share the blueprint to your dreams with everybody. I like that. You can't share your dreams with everybody. Because just like Joseph, you got some close friends that's near you that want to kill you and destroy you. They're going to try to throw a monkey wrench in it. It's shady out there, y'all. I have to just say, Father God, thank you for blessing me on today. It's about 7 minutes left in the show, and we about to get to prayer time. Prayer time is the bread. When we pray, that's the bread. That's what's going to stick to you, prayer. All minds are open. Our hearts are open. Our spirits are open. Don't worry about what's going on around you. All the people that's hating on you, all the people that's trying to tear down your dream, your mate acting crazy, your kids won't act right. Your family members don't believe in you. They rising against you. They trying to discourage you. Your job you feel like your job is just being disrespectful each and every day. You're tired of going there. But God is so good that he gave us, you, another day to participate in your own life. You are the most important person in your life on today. And no matter what relationship you may be in, it's a personal, professional relationship, you are the only one that you control. And that you're the only one that you have control over in any relationship. Again, whether it's personal or professional, you are the only one that you have control over in a relationship. Let them weapons be formed against you. They shall not prosper, shall not work. Father, I want to bless. I just want to bless those out there, Lord. I want to bless the dreams and business you give me and to others, Lord. Father God, I pray that you will hold on to and cherish my dreams into such time as they come to pass, Lord. Father, I bless my friends' dreams. I bless my enemies' dreams. I bless my haters' dreams. And I desire my family dreams. Father God, I desire to be a support to them, Lord. Jesus, give me the wisdom in sharing my dreams and my abilities to love people who hate me because of my dreams, Lord. The Holy Spirit is alive. Jesus is alive. God is alive. His message is being fulfilled. We are tools for God to use us for his will. Father God, give us the wisdom to know we are residents of heaven. We just live on earth, Lord. This is not our permanent home, Lord. Father God, give us the strength right now not to get caught up in the limited things in the world. Clothes are limited, food are limited, stores are limited, jobs are limited, transportation, cars are limited, jewelry are limited, shows are limited, feelings are limited, boyfriends are limited, husbands are limited, wives are limited, girlfriends are limited. Even our jump-offs are limited. It's limited. It's limited service. But we know through you, Lord, you give us an unlimited service, unlimited blessings, unlimited life, unlimited peace, unlimited praise, an unlimited song for our spirit, an unlimited joy, Lord, an unlimited happiness. Unlimited blood that we covered by, unlimited blessings. I pray right now for those who are sick and afflicted, used and abused, those who know better and who just don't do better. I even pray for those that walking with you, Lord, that's doing your will. Every blog talk, every internet, every caller, every church, every women's meeting, every men's meeting, every Bible study, every Sunday school, Lord, I pray that you bless it right now and cover it with your blood. Let it be fruitful, Lord. Let you get the victory, not us. You get the victory, Lord. Let us give us the wisdom, Lord, that our lives are to be an example of your victory. I ask those today. What have you given back to the Lord? What have you done for him? If you say you love me, show me you love me. If you deny me in front of your friends, I will deny you in front of my Father. Jesus said it. You should drop to your face right now wherever you at and say, thank you, Lord. God is good. And I'm going to tell you why he's good. Don't just say God is good. We got this cliche, God is good all the time. Tell somebody why he's good. Father God, thank you for continuing to bless us and cover us. Thank you for giving your only begotten Son his blood. So one day that we will be saved from sin because you love the world so much that you gave your only begotten Son, Jesus. He is the Messiah. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Y'all make sure y'all stay tuned in for tomorrow's spiritual feed and tell a friend, text it, email it, IM it, do what you got to do to get the word out. God only asks you for 10% of your time and 10% of 24 hours is 2 hours and 40 minutes. Tomorrow on tomorrow's show that actually starts 9 a.m. on the West Coast and 12 p.m. on the East Coast, we're going to be talking about dreams. But we're going to talk about sister needed to interpret or either give God the glory. Sometimes we need people to interpret things for us, especially before the Satan. God has been so good and merciful to you on today. Just give back and surrender. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We just thank God on today that we get our spiritual feeding. Spare your meal. Spare your meal and feed your spirit first and see how that works out. I guarantee you God will continue to bless you. Give him each and every last second. Whatever time you dedicated, give it to him. Don't take nothing from the Lord because he don't take from you. He give you an abundant blessing. I surrender, and I'm so glad I did. Because now I'm joyful, joyful. Y'all be blessed, y'all. I'm about to get out of here. We're about to get into some Lauryn Hill. Joyful, joyful. I love this song because it's such a blessing to a lot of people.